This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pakistan said on Thursday traces of explosives had been detected during an initial investigation into a bus blast that killed 13 people, including 9 Chinese workers, and now claims a terrorist attack cannot be ruled out as the cause of the incident. Wednesday's blast in northwest Pakistan sent the bus crashing into a ravine. Beijing initially said it was a bomb attack, but later backed away from the assertion and said it would send a team to help investigate after Pakistan originally blamed a mechanical failure. China is a close ally and major investor in the country, and various anti-Pakistani government militants have in the past attacked Chinese projects. An Afghan government negotiator said Thursday the Taliban have offered a 3-month ceasefire in exchange for the release of 7,000 insurgent prisoners, as Pakistan confirmed the militant group had control of a key border crossing. It's not clear how the government will react to the ceasefire offer or when exactly the offer was made, and it comes as the United States accelerates the pace of a troop withdrawal due to be finished by August 31st. Pakistan security forces used tear gas Thursday to disperse hundreds of people who tried to force their way across the border from Afghanistan. On Thursday, Pakistan's foreign ministry confirmed the border crossing was in the hands of the Taliban. The crossing provides direct access to an area of Pakistan where the Taliban's top leadership has been based for decades, along with an unknown number of reserve fighters who regularly enter Afghanistan to help bolster their ranks. Authorities last year released more than 5,000 Taliban prisoners to help kickstart peace talks in Doha, but negotiations have so far failed to reach any political settlement. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.